Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Ah/Your Matter But Ho, mixed with some relationships and all that kind of good stuff. You know how it is, and if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting a like, that subscribe, and maybe that notification bell too, and let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Worldly Surprise 6288, who says, "Am I the asshole for saying I will not attend my daughter's wedding?" So I, 49 female, have two daughters, Tracy 23 and Caitlin 17. Backstory, Caitlin and Tracy weren't really close when they were growing up. But they got on, they had the basic sisterly fights every now and then, but nothing too big. Caitlin came out when she was 13 as bisexual, which wasn't really a shock to a lot of people, and because of that, accepted her pretty fast. But Tracy had a few things to say about it. She was very small-minded about that kind of thing, but after talking about it with her, she agreed to keep her beliefs to herself. Caitlin started dating a girl in her class, S. A couple of months after she came out, this girl was the nicest person anyone could meet, and she made my daughter happy, which made me happy. Fast forward a couple of years, Caitlin and S are still dating. Tracy had started dating a guy when she was 19, and after about 2 years together, they got engaged. Tracy always dreamed about having the perfect wedding, which is in 2 weeks after doing last minute changes, and just going over the plans, she showed me the seating plan, and I realized Caitlin was not on the chart. I asked her about it, and she said she didn't invite her because she was scared of making the family look bad in front of her fiancé's family. I was taken aback by this and asked her about it, and this is how it went. I said, "What do you mean you don't want the family to look bad?" Tracy replied, "I just don't want them to know about her lifestyle." I said, "There is nothing wrong with her lifestyle, she is who she is," and Tracy replied saying, "Yeah, okay, whatever, she isn't invited, end of story." I had so much more to say about the matter, but I just tried to keep my calm without any hesitation. I said, "If your sister is not invited, you should give my seat away to someone because I will not be coming." I grabbed all my things and left. All I heard when I was walking out the door was my daughter's crying and begging me to come to the wedding because she needed her mum there. It's been a few days, so I have had hundreds of messages from my daughter and future son-in-law, but I have been ignoring them and I have planned a little mini vacation away with Caitlin. I also invited S and her family. So, am I the asshole for saying I will not attend my eldest daughter's wedding and instead going on a mini vacation with my youngest? Sorry if it doesn't really make sense, English isn't my first language. Edit 1. I forgot to mention, I gave Tracy a second chance to change her mind about it, but she just started crying and calling me a bad mother. 2. Would like to say that even if Caitlin was invited, she wouldn't get a plus one, so unless she told people she was bisexual, people wouldn't have to know about her dating a girl. 3. When Caitlin found out about the situation, she got upset and was visibly holding back tears. She said I should go and enjoy the day, but even if I did go, I know I will definitely not be enjoying it, so that's why I booked the holiday. 4. For everyone asking where she learned the bigotry from, Tracy had a very religious best friend since she started school. Her in-laws are religious, I believe, but I'm not sure what their vows are about the LGBTQIA community. Last edit, I think. I have talked to Tracy. She said that she thought about the situation and she is saying that it was her fiancé's idea and she went with it because she didn't want her new family to see her as a disappointment because she has a sister who likes girls. She said she will invite her sister on one condition. She has to stay in the back of the ceremony and can't come to the after party. But I can go to the wedding and after party. I was a bit iffy about that offer, but I said okay. It was Caitlin who got the last say in it. So I went to talk to Caitlin about it, and the smile on her face when she was told she could go made me tear up a little. I said she will only be able to stay for the ceremony, and then she will have to go home, and she said, I don't care how long I get to stay, I just want to see my big sister happy. Also made me tear up, but I think I will stay for the ceremony, then leave with my youngest. I've pushed back the holiday to leave 3 days after the wedding. Thank you to everyone who helped me figure this out. And we do have an update to this story as well. And that last edit really hit me in the feels. The way Caitlin has been treated in this, and the quote that said, I don't care how long I get to stay, I just want to see my big sister happy. Still being treated like shit, but still loves her sister immensely and just wants to see her happy and get married. Oh, that cut me up, man. And we're going to start off with AdvanceC7222, who says, you're the arsehole. Choosing one daughter over another isn't right. Don't go overboard and accepting your younger daughter's lifestyle by rejecting your older daughter's lifestyle. Go to the wedding of your daughter, love her, and offer her the support she needs and wants. Let her know her decisions hurt you, but you love her anyway. If you want your younger daughter to feel loved in spite of her sister's rejection, take her on that vacation after the wedding. To which OP replies saying, I will go to the wedding, but I will not go to the after party. I love my daughter both as much as the other, but I can't let my oldest just disown her little sister just because who she loves. It's not right. I've tried to get my oldest to understand this, but she will not have it. I can't let someone hate someone because of who they are. Capable Voice says, not the arsehole. Thanks for standing up for your daughter. Being bi or gay doesn't change who a person is. Your older daughter sounds like a major arsehole, and your future in-laws as well. Caitlin will love the small getaway, and that you make her a priority. Knitting Fairy says, not the arsehole, good for you. Tracy needs to learn that bigotry has consequences. Caitlin wouldn't have gotten a plus one anyhow. Not a big deal for a 17-year-old in my opinion. So as you said, no one would know. Tracy is an arsehole. This will permanently damage your relationship with her, but considering her lack of character, it will be hard and you will be better off. Dwight says, not the arsehole. When I got married, everyone had these giant name tags that had name, race, religion, sexual orientation, and favorite sexual positions. Or nobody knew anything, and two people together were just talking, eating, or dancing. And when it was eight people, it wasn't some orgy, it was just happy people being together. You did right by your one daughter, and did nothing but expose the ridiculous of the other. And one more from BMM5439, who says, not the arsehole, your oldest is doing what would make her and her in-laws comfortable. You have a right to feel comfortable too. Why should you sacrifice yourself for their comfort? You either both have rights, or you don't. If she was willing to show she loved her sister and invited her, even without a plus one, then she would be compromising. Your other daughter would be compromising, and you as well. She wants everything for her comfort without regard to you or your other daughter's feelings. Sounds also like maybe her fiancé didn't want her there, so your daughter agreed. If her new family is more important in keeping happy, you are definitely doing the right thing. It sounds like they won't want the aunt around their kids in the future either. Sucks all around. I'm sorry. So now we're going to move on to that update to find out what happened next. Okay, so I went to the wedding with Caitlin on the day of the wedding. Caitlin woke up bright and early. She was very excited for the wedding. She wore a smart black suit. She looked amazing and she felt it. We went to the ceremony and done the basic hello and nod to a few people. But then future son-in-law's mum and dad walked over. Caitlin's face went white with nerves, but was surprised when future son-in-law's parents complimented her outfit and kept on saying how smart and wonderful she looks. She was very happy. And then the ceremony started. We took our seats and watched it happen. Then after we saw Tracy, Caitlin was wanting to leave because she didn't want a scene to start, but future son-in-law wanted to talk to us. We did the basic conversations like congratulations, we hope you have a happy, wonderful life together, kind of thing. Tracy then asked if I was coming back to the celebration, so I asked if Caitlin was allowed to go. Tracy said no, so I told Tracy I was going home with Caitlin, which made Tracy give Caitlin a dirty look before they got dragged off to the car. Me and Caitlin went home and started packing for our holiday with S and her family. It was a wonderful holiday. I got to see how truly happy S made Caitlin and how happy Caitlin made S. Me and S kept telling each other stories of when S and Caitlin were little. That's it. We are back home. I've seen a few Facebook posts about Tracy on her honeymoon, but we'll need to wait to see how this will affect our relationship. I truly hope we can sit down and talk about this. After all, she is still my daughter, no matter what happens. Thank you all for your help. So was I reading that right, in that maybe Tracy was fibbing about the in-laws having problems with it, or the partner having problems with it. And reading that, it felt more it was about her issues with Caitlin. And again, it just breaks my heart that, you know, Caitlin was so excited for the day, got up, got ready, was excited to see her sister get married, and then she got treated like that at the wedding. And it didn't feel right to me. If I was told by someone, because how they felt about me, that you can come to the main reception, like as a token offer, but you can't come to the after party because I really don't want you here. It's just a token offer, a compromise to get mum there at the same time. I wouldn't want to go at all. I find that really sad. And I just got a feeling, you know, this isn't the end of this particular story, because there will be a future. That in the previous one, it was mentioned about, you know, when Caitlin becomes an aunt, if they do get pregnant and Caitlin becomes an aunt, she's probably not going to be allowed anything to do with the baby, anything to do with her niece or nephew. Again, which is just so... Oh, it's just so incredibly sad for Caitlin when she's so happy for her sister. But what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
And our next story comes from Rhode Island 123, who says, "Am I the asshole for walking out of the airport when I saw my husband's mum standing there with her luggage? I, female 30, don't have the best relationship with my husband's mum. Since day one, she tried to make remarks and compare me to her. She then tried to get on my good side and started overly praising everything I do, and sometimes even copying me, like that one time when she literally dyed her hair purple, just like mine. And when everyone pointed out how ridiculous she looked, she actually blamed me and accused me of trying to make a joke out of her. So anyways, my husband and I took 2 weeks off of work to go visit some places out of the country. Tourism, in other words. Thing is, I was the one who saved up for and arranged for the trip. My husband was responsible for booking the tickets. My husband's mum wanted to come along and threw temper tantrums when I said no. She called, texted, sent people to talk to me into letting her come, even threatened to call the police and make some complaint up to get us to stay if she can't come. My husband said we should just take her, but I told him he was wrong to tell her about the trip in the first place. He gave me an ultimatum, said he couldn't go if she can't come, and I told him I'd gladly call his bluff, which made him take his words back and say, fine, I will tell her to stop it because we won't take her. Things got quieter. Suspiciously quieter. The day of the trip came and we got to the airport at 2 p.m. My husband was walking ahead of me and looking left and right like he was looking for someone. I asked him, but he didn't respond. He led me to the waiting area, and first thing I saw was his mum standing there with her luggage. I froze in my spot. I felt a cold wave washing over me and I was fuming inside. She and my husband were hugging. That's when I quietly turned around and started walking towards the exit. My husband followed me while shouting at me to stop. He tried to stop me, but I told him off in the harshest way possible. He tried to say I was overreacting and that his mum was there anyway, and I should let it go and not mess the trip up for us. I told him he and his mum could still go, and that I was going home. I went home and sobbed into my dog's fur for several minutes. Turned out he booked her a ticket without me knowing. An hour later, he came home yelling and raging about how pathetic and spiteful I was to walk out and go home and ruin the trip last minute. I told him he caused this to happen. He said that I was being so hard on his mum, it's ridiculous. I refused to fight anymore, but he kept on berating me, then called my family to tell them that the trip was cancelled and that it was because of me. My family said that I shouldn't have ruined it for myself and I should have sucked it up and done my best to enjoy. Did I really overreact? I love at the end and throughout this, he's saying that you ruined the trip, you're ruining it, you're overreacting, you're doing this, when he's the one who booked his mum on this trip against your wishes, a trip that you're paying for. And earlier on in the story, the second paragraph, she said that she would threaten to call the police so you couldn't go if she couldn't go. Holy shit. And husband is enabling this behavior time and time again. And let's face it, if you did go on this holiday, it wouldn't be about you at all. It'd be about what she wants, if she'd be sulking again, if she couldn't do something touristy that she wants to do. And if you wanted to do something and she didn't like it, husband probably wouldn't go with you and you'd end up on your tod just wandering around by yourself. And I just totally agree with OP. Why would you want to pay to go somewhere to be with someone that you don't get along with? That just sounds like a horrible time to me. Not you should have done your best to enjoy it. You shouldn't have to do that. But Peanut Butter Toast says, I don't want to call a divorce card, but divorce. You told your boundaries, you said no. She crossed it. Your husband told you he would tell her no. He lied. He tried to pin you in a corner by not saying anything and bringing her anyways and got upset you refused to be a part of his little trap. And then to berate you. He's not a good man. He needs to go. Not the arsehole. Ruby Larkspur says not the arsehole. He gave you an ultimatum. No loving partner would ever put you in that position. He's a mummy's boy and she's manipulative and toxic. You have every right to enjoy a holiday with your husband without them behaving like children. You did the right thing. The next right thing to do is leave. He doesn't respect you. OP replies saying, I didn't know he'd really take it this far and actually give me an ultimatum. That shook me and I'm not gonna lie, from the moment he gave this ultimatum, I really wanted to cancel. Second rat says, not the asshole, hubby lied to you and put his mother before you. I'd be looking to get out of that marriage. That would be a deal breaker for me. OP replies saying, thing is, he didn't even pay for anything. And I really wanted us to have some special time together as a couple and was really looking forward to having this trip. So much that I worked more hours to be able to save for it. Monster Moon says, I'd divorce this man. I'd get tired of tripping over his umbilical cord. Not the asshole. And one more from Save the Books who says, definitely not the asshole. You know that if you had sucked it up and gone with them, the entire vacation would be all about catering to his mum. Whatever she wanted to do, whatever places she wanted to go. Places she wanted to eat. You'd be the third wheel on your own vacation. And petty me was coming out as I was reading those comments, and I thought, would it have been possible for her to, you know, cancel the other two tickets while she was there? You know, and just go on a solo tourism holiday. I don't know if it would have been possible or not, but it did have me thinking. Anyway, what do you guys make of this story? What would you have done if you found yourself in that situation? Would you have sucked it up? Would you have gone home like OP did? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from a throwaway account who says, am I the asshole for telling my best friend that she's partly to blame for why her boyfriend cheated? I, 28 female, have a best friend, 28 female. Let's call her Dana. Apologies about pronunciation. Who used to date this guy, 30 male. Let's call him Mark. Oh, do we have to? They only started dating for a little over 2 years ago. But I always considered them as relationship goals, always acting so sweet around each other, with Mark being so caring and funny. I always thought Dana was very lucky to have him as her boyfriend. Yesterday, however, I got a phone call from a crying Dana telling me that she and Mark broke up after she found out he cheated on her. I immediately rushed to her place in order to comfort her, still quite in disbelief that someone like Mark could do such a thing. When she finally calmed down, she told me that Mark confessed to having a one-night stand with one of his co-workers, and he was too guilty to hide it from her. He tried reasoning with her, but she was having none of it, and it ended the relationship right there. She then started talking about how the asshole tried to guilt trip into staying with him by telling her that he only cheated because she was working all the time and felt emotionally neglected by her, and now here's where I could be the asshole. I intervened and told her that maybe Mark has a point. she tends to be a little workaholic. She then glared at me and asked me if I'm seriously taking this side. I said, I'm not taking any sides, I'm just saying that maybe she's indeed partly to blame for the relationship problems that resulted in Mark. Plus, it was just a one-night stand and Mark felt pretty guilty for it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have confessed. She then asked me if I think she should take him back, and I told her that everyone makes mistakes and she shouldn't just let one moment of weakness destroy her entire relationship. She then told me that I'm unbelievable and told me to get out of her house. I was a bit taken aback by this, but I didn't want to cause any more drama, so I just left. I was waiting till today for her to calm down a bit before we talked again. But now I found out that I've been blocked by her everywhere. She was my best friend since high school, so of course I was very hurt to find out that she cut me off over an argument. While I don't condone what Mark did, I still think Dana is partly to blame for this mess, and now it seems like she's taken it out on everyone else who doesn't agree with her, which I'm afraid might end up leaving her very lonely. Am I the arsehole? Now I feel this is definitely you're the arsehole, simply because you've just told someone who's been cheated on that it's their fault. To me, there's not an excuse for cheating. You know, Mark had options here. He could have ended the relationship himself if he wasn't happy that she was working so much. He could have sat her down and talked to it and said, you know, what's happening right now? I'm feeling disconnected from you and I feel like it's going to break our relationship up in the end. What can we do here? But instead, he chose to sleep with someone else. Sure, he feels guilty after he did it, but that doesn't excuse what he did. And again, like many, many situations, put yourself in Dana's shoes, who's had a friend come up to her and say, you know, this is probably partly your fault because you're working so much. That's probably why he cheated on you. I'd be like, fuck that shit. No. He made that choice. And therefore, he ruined our relationship. He chose to do that. And I've got to admit, whilst reading this, that a part of me, especially in that first paragraph where you're talking about Mark, he's so sweet to be around, he's so caring and funny, and she's very lucky to have him as her boyfriend. It did set alarm bells ringing to me, I gotta admit it. But let's cover a couple of comments first. Starting off with Hazel2468, who says, you're the arsehole. There's never a fucking excuse for cheating. Ever. If you're dissatisfied in a relationship, you either work it out or break up. It's not her fault he cheated. What the fuck? Taito says, you're the arsehole. Here's the thing. Mark should have communicated his needs to your friend directly, or if he had and she didn't listen, then he should have left. This is self-actualization 101, and I totally understand why your friend would distance herself from someone who advocated such a mentally adolescent argument. Communication is key in any relationship. Teddy Bell says, you're the arsehole big time. No one forced Mark to break his promises to your friend, and her behavior is not an excuse for his behavior and poor choices. You should never, ever have even for a second agreed with Mark that it was partly her fault for him cheating on her. Sounds like someone, you, just wants to stay on Mark's good side, even though clearly he's not as sweet as you think. Lola Leela says, you're the arsehole, you are not her friend. I wish her luck in developing friendship with people of higher character. She likely blocked you because she realizes she deserves better. He made a choice to betray her. She made a choice to end the relationship because she deserves better. You made the choice to betray her when you attributed blame towards her for his actions. She ended your friendship because she knows she deserves better. See how that works? When a person knows their value, they know what they will and will not tolerate. And one more from Pasap, who says, you're the asshole and a terrible friend. Nobody deserves to be cheated on. Mark should have broken up with her if he felt that the relationship wasn't working out for him. It's not just one moment of weakness destroying her relationship. It's a fundamental character flaw on his part that undermines the entire foundation of their relationship, as trust is absolutely necessary in romantic relationships. How could Dana ever trust him again? How could she remain in that relationship and not have doubts about herself, about how much she works and how much she means to her partner? Also, some of the phrasing you use makes it feel like you are projecting on their relationship by considering them as relationship goals. Those are real people, not a fictional ship through which to live vicariously. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? How would you act if you was Dana and, you know, your friend spoke to you like this? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, as always, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time means the absolute world to me. And holy moly, on @MarkNarrations on Twitter the amount of pet texts I've received over the last couple of days. I am absolutely flooded in it. I'm swimming in it and I am loving it. Thank you so much for being involved, guys. It really does mean the absolute world to me. Thank you. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up. Brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. A-B.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.